We've all heard it before. It's who you know. Now hear why it's so true. Welcome to Social Capital, a weekly podcast where we dive into social relationships and how the investment you put into them establishes trust, reciprocity, and value within your network and community. Your host, Lori Hybe, will connect with top professionals and dive into their best networking stories and techniques to share with you.
Hey everybody, Lori Hybe here. Welcome to the Social Capital Podcast. Our show notes are found at socialcapitalpodcast.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at LJ Hybe and Facebook at Social Capital with Lori Hybe. All links can be found in the show notes. This week's guest is Stacy Cott. Stacy Cott is the owner of Stacy Cott Photography. She helps business owners and entrepreneurs create personal brand photographs that express their unique personality and style so that they can attract their ideal customers. Stacy acquired her Bachelor in Fine Arts at Milwaukee Institute of Art and Design and has been photographing people for over 20 years. Besides her ability to find fun in almost anything, she loves the outdoors, likes to grow food, walk her dog, kayak, converse over good food, coffee or wine, read, collaborate, and be creative anytime she gets the opportunity. Stacy, thanks so much for being on the show today.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Lori. This is my first podcast, so I'm looking forward to the fun.
Oh, we're definitely going to have some fun. All right, so you mentioned personal branding. Explain to me how you help business owners and entrepreneurs create personal brands. Let's start with, what is personal branding?
So personal branding is really who you are, kind of a little bit about what you do, your style, your personality, all wrapped up into how you present yourself. And that would be including how you present yourself online and in person. So you kind of create a persona or a brand or something that people think about when they think about you. They think about who you are, what you do.
Okay, style. That makes sense. So who needs a personal brand?
Well, almost everybody, really. If you're in business, a business owner, if you're selling anything, if you're on LinkedIn, if you have a website, you really want to create a brand for yourself that resonates with people. No matter what you do, even if you want to move up in the job, you know, where you work or within what you do, if you want to move up in the company, it's good to have to be known for something. If you're known as this wonderful creative person and someone that's very likable and someone that likes to get things done, chances are pretty good you're going to move up faster in a company than someone who's grumpy, whines about things and things like that. So you know, this is a little bit of a different kind of a brand because now you're creating a brand within a company, but your brand is really who you are. So, you know, everybody can use a good creation of their brand.
So a brand is, or a personal brand is kind of how people perceive you or what they know about you. But as a photographer, it's also that visual component too, I'm guessing.
Right. So when it comes to photography, then it is like your social media profile, how you present yourself to people that way. So you're not showing a picture of, say, yourself at a party or someone's arm around you or doing something silly when you really want to represent yourself in a way that's professional. And that can vary depending upon what you do, what professional looks like.
Something that more probably resonates with that person and the industry or who their audience is, I would imagine.
Right. I mean, there's kind of like this in-between place of, yes, you want to be authentically who you are, but kind of like you want to show the best stuff about yourself.
Okay.
Whether it be the way you look, what you say, what you do, how you behave, all of that kind of thing together.
Interesting. So for some reason, the 80-20 rule just popped in my head. And I'm like, maybe it's like, you know, the 20% of things that actually are influential in your life that you want to be projecting in your brand as opposed to like,
all the other stuff.
Yeah, all the other stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a good idea to think about what you want to be known for.
Okay.
So I want to be known as a branding photographer. I want to be known as someone who's fun. I want to be known as someone who can help someone relax behind the camera. So those are the three things that I think are going to, you know, that's what I'd rather be known for than, you know, kayaking, because that's really not going to help me in business. But, you know, throwing a little kayaking in here and there is going to help me resonate with people who like that kind of thing.
That's very true. So that moves into my next question here, because I'm sure that personal branding plays into networking a bit. But can you share with me your most successful or favorite networking story or experience that you've had?
This made me laugh, and I couldn't really think of anything that was like that outstanding, except for the first networking event I went to. I went to a breakfast meeting, and it was after I had gone through a lot of personal things. I quit photography for a while and kind of was getting back into business. And I thought, well, I probably need to get myself out there starting from scratch. And I went to this breakfast. I sat down next to this woman who greeted me very friendly. She was very nice. Hello, who are you? I'm Christy. Hi, I'm Stacy. And I think I showed up a couple minutes late, which definitely is not really a good thing. But I showed up and I had like a Hannah Montana notebook in my hand. And I said, hey, I'm Stacy. I'm here with my Hannah Montana notebook, ready to take some notes or something to that degree. And the woman that I had sat down next to, Christy, I became really good friends with her. And she showed me where to go for networking. And I had never really done it before. So she took me all over the place to tons of different events. And so that's kind of my favorite memory, I guess.
So this is an interesting story because you went to a networking event, a specific event for networking, not knowing anything about networking.
And then nothing.
The one person you meet turns into like this networking mentor for you and just kind of guides you. So that is obviously a fantastic story, I would say, that you're sharing.
Yeah, and so it's I've been friends with her to this day, and now she doesn't do any networking at all, but hey, I'm out there all over the place.
Well, that maybe it's, you know, her shift in her career. I'm sure I've seen that, the ebbs and flows of people kind of staying. But you're still in connection with her. So
correct.
I would say just because you're not attending networking events doesn't mean you still have that community and network that you've established and built.
With her, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
Speaking of that network or community, how do you stay in front of or best nurture your group of people that are in your network?
Well, I think there's a lot of different things that I do. My two favorite networking groups, the Femfessionals Milwaukee, now I think they're called Fem City Milwaukee, got to change the name up, and Wisconsin Business Owners are two groups that I got involved in because I like them so much. So I kind of became a board member of Fem City and became an organizer of Wisconsin Business Owners. So, and that's a good way to, you know, meet and greet people when they come in and tell them you're part of the organization. Can you, you know, we want to make this organization great for you. What can we do to make it better? That's a good way to, I guess, get known and have people know who you are.
Sure. Now, what about your established network? So that's like meeting new people. What about the people that you already know and that are part of your community? How do you stay in front of them?
Well, that is one thing that I have not been very good at in many ways. I am connected to them on social media, which is really very helpful. I'm surprised when I run into somebody I haven't seen for a while and they say, oh my gosh, you like have a new studio. You've done this. Oh, your dog is so cute. And so I know that the social networking is really, it works to help me stay in front of people by regularly posting on social media and connecting with people there. Because I am one of those people that I get busy doing my own thing and I don't always call or email or connect with people as much as I would like to. So social media has really probably been the biggest way to keep me connected.
Which I think, not to say it's lazy, but I think it's one of the easiest ways to do that.
I think it is.
You're hitting the masses when you're using social media.
Right, right. And I mean, then there's LinkedIn and utilizing that, I'm definitely, those are where my people are.
Yeah.
So I need to be there more often.
I like that. Those are where your people are.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what advice would you offer to the business professional who is looking to grow their network? I kind of feel like you were partially answering that with the getting involved in the organizations a little bit, maybe.
Yeah, I think definitely getting involved in an organization, helping out with an organization, not being shy when you go to a networking event, just putting yourself out there, finding some questions that Get more than a yes or no answer when you meet people so that you can start a conversation. Not necessarily, hey, what do you do for a living? But hey, what do you like to do for fun? Or, you know, one thing that I recommend is before you go to a networking event, a lot of these events are on Meetup. So look on Meetup and see who's going to that same event that you're going to, and just do a quick look over, see who's going, find out a little bit about them. And that way, when you get there, you feel a little bit more comfortable. You might be able to approach someone that, you know, has a similar interest to you or something like that. And I think it's finding a network that you like. Try mm-hmm. different ones. Find the ones where you feel like you're making a connection. I mean, I was part of a Business Networking International group. I did that for a year. I met a lot of really great people, but I felt a ton of pressure to always be giving other people business, and I didn't feel like I got much business out of it. Mm-hmm. And I was also new at the time, so that might have had a little bit of something to do with it. But it was a high pressure networking event, and I'm not a high pressure networking kind of a person. I like to go somewhere where I can meet people, become friends with people. If they need my services, cool. If they don't, you know, I don't like that kind of pressure.
Yeah. And I would say, you know, I think some people confuse the word networking with strictly business. I mean, it's also right. your friendships. It's not just from the business sense. There's a sense of community that's, you know, put together. And it's just people that are coming together and that, you know, are there for you. But you're also there for them. You know, it's kind of right. that give and take relationship.
Well, and I think it's become... Some people don't realize this. Someone that just meets you, shoves their card in your face and kind of doesn't say much and walks away, or tries to catch you on your way out the door if you didn't get a chance to talk with them. They just, you know, try to give their card to you right away. And I think for me, I think that kind of business, that kind of style of getting to know someone is really out of style.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's more like, let's get to know who you are, what you're about. Like, yeah. hey, let's go skiing together, or, you know, let's
kayaking.
Go kayaking. Yeah, let's get a glass of wine. Let's, yep. you have a dog too. You live in my neighborhood. Let's go for a walk. That kind of stuff to yep. me is what builds relationships. And I think some of the other old style stuff is just, people don't like it. It's going out of style.
Yeah.
They don't operate that way anymore.
I definitely agree with that. So that is a good spin into my next question here. And I'm really curious how you're going to answer it, because you kind of advocated for both of them. But digital networking or traditional networking, which one do you find more value in?
I think they're both valuable. Right now, the physically being at a networking group and meeting people is how I've gotten most of my business. But the social media helps it as well, because those are some of the people that I don't see all the time that see my posts on social media, connect with me there, follow me there. And so I think they kind of go together. Although I do think that a lot of people can do a lot with the digital.
Yeah.
You know, because now here, during this recording, people can hear our voices. They can sense our personality. They, you know, they can see our pictures if they're...
They'll be out there.
If they're out there on the page, you know. I mean, so... And they can look us up. They can go to our LinkedIn profile. They can check out our websites. So all of those things, if they are done well and done within your brand too, is a really great way for you to express who you are, show people what you do and who you are, and draw people to you that way. So I do think they go together. And I think you need to do all of them.
It sounds like your experience is that that initial connection is more that traditional in person. And then you're nurturing that relationship heavily on the digital side.
Right, right.
Yeah, and I would say that seems to be a lot of the standard things that I see, mm-hmm. at least how I'm functioning. For the most part, I meet people in person. However, you know, as a digital professional, I do have a lot of connections that I've only met in the digital space. You know, Twitter is amazing to connect with people.
Right.
And I've had some actually really good opportunities come from just building that relationship on Twitter,
right,
which is kind
right.
of fascinating to me.
Yeah, it is fascinating, yeah.
But I feel like that in person on some level moves that, moves you through that know you, like you, trust you funnel a little bit faster.
Right, right.
Which is interesting as well. All right, yeah, I kind of figured you'd answer 50-50, but I was just really intrigued on how you'd go about doing that. All right, here's a fun one for you. If you could go back to your 20-year-old self, what would you tell yourself to do more of, less of, or differently with regards to your professional career?
I think I would set more goals and stick with them. I would listen less to what other people have to say and listen more to my heart. I think I've gotten a lot of bad advice over the years from people who aren't in business that think they can tell you how to run a business. I'm sure that almost anybody, we all have. And I think just really keeping your focus on what is true to you is really important. And I think as you get older, you do learn more to keep your focus on yourself and what you really want.
That's interesting. So, the one thing that I guess I want to continue the discussion on is listen less to others, because I kind of feel like networking or not necessarily not listening to them, but maybe just you still want to listen to that person,
right?
But rather, you're deciding whether or not to take action.
Right. And I don't mean not listen, yeah, but not listen to advice necessarily. Not though, but do to take it into consideration. I think hearing things from other people is something to consider, but just remembering where your heart is at, I think that's really where you're at.
Yeah, okay. Just wanted to make sure we had that clarified. Okay, so we've all heard of the 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon. Now, who would be the one person you'd love to connect with, and do you think you could do it within the 7th degree?
You know, thinking about that question, I could not think of anyone specifically that I'd want to connect with. I've made some amazing connections just from all of my life experiences. I've met some really interesting people, and I just couldn't, I thought, well, maybe Oprah. You know, Oprah would be really cool to meet, but I can't think of anybody else. And if I really wanted to meet Oprah, which I really don't feel that compelled to do, you know, I guess I would find a way. I would maybe try to, you know, follow her. I would definitely follow her in all the places she is at on social media and her website or whatever else she has. And I would read her things, and I would make comments on her things, and, you know, find some way to connect with her that way. So,
yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. That's a funny question.
It is a funny question. I like asking it because everyone's got a different story, you know, mm-hmm. and everyone's kind of got this person that they either look up to or they find, you know, well, inspiration. And it's just really interesting to kind of hear that backstory on why they're interested in connecting with that person.
Right.
But in today's digital age, it really should not be that hard to actually make it happen.
I think you're right. It's interesting because I was a political activist, and I won't say any more than that. But when I was a political activist, that's how I learned about Facebook. And I connected with so many people throughout the whole state of Wisconsin on Facebook. And eventually I ended up meeting a lot of these people in person, and it was such a cool thing to know that we had these common things, you know, and our sure. common values already started. And then when we met, it was like so exciting to meet this person. And you did feel like you already knew them.
Yeah. Yeah. That is interesting. All right. Jumping gears here. What book are you reading right now?
I'm reading 2 books. Usually I have a multitude of books, but right now, as a matter of fact, this week I picked up 2 books. One is Naked Marketing by Robert Greedy. He's a local guy, actually. And the other is Beyond the Obvious by Phil McKinney. So I don't know why. I think I'm starting to follow my intuition when I pick up a book. I have a lot of books I want to read laying around, and I picked those 2 up this week. So,
all right. Cool. Any final words or advice that you'd like to offer our listeners with regards to growing and supporting your network?
Well, I think the biggest thing is to make sure that you are authentically yourself, your best self all the time, online and in person. Come up with three different things you want to be known for, or maybe even just one thing. Come up with what you really want to be known for. Try to keep most of your comments and online in line with those three things so that people get to know you for what you want to be known for. And do the same thing in person.
All right. That's great. Be your best self.
Right, exactly.
That's really what it comes down to.
You know, it's interesting because I did read another book and it was talking about now that there is this social media, now that we are all out there, it almost forces us to be our best self, because when you're thinking about your brand, you're thinking a lot more about how you project yourself and how you don't want to be seen. And so, you know, there's those times when you have a fight with your kid or something and you go, you lose your cool and you yell at them or whatever. You don't want people to know that about you, right?
Yep.
So you start realizing, like, do I really even want to behave like that?
That's true.
You know, uh-huh. And then it makes you really think, I don't want to represent myself that way. I don't want people to think that about me. I don't even want my daughter to think that about me.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah, no, that's really good advice. All right, so if anyone was interested in getting in contact with you, what's the best way that they can reach you?
Probably through my website either, or email Stacy, Stacy, at StacyKaat, KAAT.com. And my website, StacyKaat.com. You can connect with me through there or LinkedIn.
All right. We'll include those links in the show notes then.
Okay, great.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for being on the show, Stacy. This was a ton of fun.
Thank you very much for having me, Lori. It was a great time.
This wraps up our episode of Social Capital. A huge thank you to Stacy Kaat for taking the time to connect with us. Join us next week for another great guest as we can continue the conversation on networking and building your community. If you need me, please send an email to Lori at socialcapitalpodcast.com. Otherwise, we'll see you next week.
That's all for this episode of the Social Capital Podcast. Be sure to visit socialcapitalpodcast.com for show notes, more episodes, and to check out our free ebooks on business and networking.